The country's biggest ever industrial ballot will soon be held. It'll be a vote of union members on whether or not to go on strike. And if they vote yes, it could disrupt Centrelink and Medicare offices. The Fair Work Commission has given the Community and Public Sector Union, the CPSU, the go-ahead to ballot its 15,000 members in the Department of Human Services after pay negotiations with the federal government broke down several weeks ago. Industrial action could be a taste of things to come right across the Commonwealth Public Service as the government seeks to strike new enterprise bargaining agreements with more than 70 federal departments and agencies. Nadine Flood is the National Secretary of the CPSU. She's speaking here with political editor Alison Carabine.
Nadine Flood, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Alison.
Nadine Flood, will the CPSU be recommending to its members that they take strike action?
Well, we will. Staff don't take this action lightly, but they've been pushed to the brink by an employer that wants to cut their rights and conditions and all for a pay offer of less than 1%. It's a pretty nasty situation they find themselves in.
Well, that employer is indeed the federal government. It has a wage offer on the table of at most 1.18% a year, which is well below the inflation rate. But considering how financially restrained the public service is at the moment and the thousands of job losses we've already seen, shouldn't public servants be grateful for what they can get, no matter how small?
Well, this dispute is not about pay. Minister Abetz knows that. Human services staff are facing 60% of their current rights being stripped out of their agreement, attacks on their superannuation, on working mums' flexible hours, on a whole range of rights, and that has been launched by this government, and that is what is worrying people.
But the Public Service Minister, Eric Abetz, he says the government is simply trying to simplify these agreements. Many of the rights and conditions that you are worried about are conferred by other laws such as the Fair Work Act. They don't need to be repeated in enterprise bargaining agreements.
It's a lovely line. Unfortunately, it's simply not true. There's nothing in any legislation that says that a part-time worker can have these working hours, or that this is when a Centrelink call centre operates, or indeed this is the employer contribution that you get on superannuation. So these are ordinary workers on average wages. They've got a decent set of rights at the moment and they'd like to hang on to.
Now, you were after a 12% pay rise, 4% a year over 3 years. Wouldn't that have cost jobs? Eric Abetz puts the number at least 10,000. Were you being unreasonable with your ambit claim?
Oh, look, you know, the minister likes to talk about our pay claim because he doesn't want to talk about the loss of rights and conditions. We've claimed 4% a year. What would normally happen is you sit down with an employer, you negotiate, you come to some agreement. But what in fact we're saying here is 6 months after agreements should have gone to employees, not a single Commonwealth agency has been able to put an agreement out because they are being asked to aggressively target rights and conditions, and they know employees are not going to cop that.
And does that mean that we could see protected industrial action, not just in the Department of Human Services, but right across other parts of the Commonwealth Public Service, because no other enterprise bargaining agreements have yet been struck?
Well, we could see industrial action extending beyond human services. Human services staff have been at the front line and they're being made an offer that does cut the majority of their rights out of their existing agreement. We know, and the minister knows, that the solution to this is for the minister to sit down, talk to us, change his nasty policy so that agencies can actually make a reasonable offer to staff.
So there's no negotiations at the moment, Nadine?
There are negotiations in a number of Commonwealth agencies, but they're all being sent to the table with Eric's recipe. So cut rights, cut conditions, very low pay offer. And, you know, our members across the public service are horrified. They're saying, well, hang on a sec. When did the government say they were coming after our rights and conditions? What are we supposed to do?
Well, the Department of Human Services is at the forefront of this dispute. If indeed there is protected strike action, what would that mean for service delivery in agencies such as Centrelink and Medicare?
Well, For the community, obviously, the staff of these agencies want to get on and do the job. They do not want to take industrial action. That's not their preference. They will be taking action that is aimed at targeting the government, the minister, putting pressure on the department and causing minimal disruption for the most vulnerable members of our community. But I would urge the minister and the department, don't go down this track. Sit down and talk to us. I mean, Minister Abetz won't even meet with the CPSU to discuss these issues. It's extraordinary.
You are flagging a campaign of civil disobedience, which you've just touched on, but how exactly would that work? What would it involve?
Well, there's a number of forms of industrial action that our members in Centrelink, Medicare and Child Support will be asked to vote on. That ranges from things that staff would like to do of being able to inform the community about what's going on, hand them a leaflet, you know, send emails, do those sorts of things, through to stop works and actual strike action.
And will it get to that actual strike action?
Well, I'd certainly hope that we don't. This is not the way modern workplace relations should operate. In fact, what should happen is we should sit down and sort these issues out. But with a minister who refuses to acknowledge that there even is a problem and refuses to meet, and agencies whose hands are tied, it's difficult to see what the alternative is at the moment.
And when will we see the ballot, Nadine Flood?
Well, we're expecting the ballot to start in the week of 27th of October, and that might well be completed by mid-November. But again, you know, it's not the ideal option. We hope that we don't get to strike action.
And you have mentioned that the enterprise bargaining agreement put forward by the Commonwealth includes the removal of a number of rights and conditions. Now, one that you have mentioned is the compulsory superannuation, which is 15.4%. Why do you suspect that the government's prepared to wind that back? Isn't it conferred by trust deed? It can only happen, can only change if there's legislation?
That's a very interesting issue, and it's one that we've been debating publicly with the minister for some time. There's a public sector scheme that says that for employers to go into that scheme, they've got to pay 15.4%. The finance minister can change that trust deed. That's a disallowable instrument by Parliament. But what is protected in a number of public service enterprise agreements is the fact that the employer will pay 15.4% whether you're in that public sector scheme or you choose another fund. And that is the clause, amongst many others, that agencies are being told to remove under Minister Abetz's policy. Now, obviously, workers are saying to us, well, if I'm in the tax office at the moment and I've got a clause that says the employer will pay me 15.4% and they want to remove that, I'm a little bit nervous about what this government's proposing to do on superannuation and whether, you know, then they will say, oh, sorry, our new policy is you get 9.5%. Sorry about that 6% pay cut.
Yeah, but the government flatly denies that that's on the cards.
Well, that absolutely, they do, and it's great to hear that. Unfortunately, given the experience of broken promises and changes in government policy, public sector workers are simply not that trusting that they are going to remove current protections based on a statement from Minister Abetz.
Nadine Flood, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That's Nadine Flood, the National Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union, speaking with Alison Carabine. Other wage news also, the Defence Remuneration Tribunal will today consider a pay offer of 1.5% for Australian Defence personnel. According to a snap survey conducted by the Defence Welfare Association, more than 11,000 ADF members have rejected the proposed wage rise as inadequate.